So we are continuing in Yeshaya. We had read the first 10 verses, and we are continuing. We're doing. I'm happy you're so close, Avon. We're doing a little bit at a time each week. We're holding in Yeshaya. We had discussed the Navi is rebuking the Jewish people. He's telling them, you are not keeping the mitzvot. You are allowing yourself to forget that I am the one who has given you all the blessing that you have, and I've punished you as much as I could, and you haven't repented. So what's left to do? And the prophet said, you know, you've almost been as bad as Sodom and Amorah, and you might also be overturned like Sodom and Amorah. And now in Pasuk Yud, Shimu Devar Hashem Kitzinei Sodom, hear the words of God, you officers of Sodom. The Navi is saying that the leaders, the officers, their actions are like the Sodomites. Ha'azinu Torat Elokeinu Am Amorah. Listen to the Torah, to the teaching of our God, you nation that's like Amorah. God tells the Jewish people, Lamalirov Zivchechem Yomar Adonai. Why do I want so many sacrifices, God says? You think I want them? Savati Olot Elim V'Chelev Mere'im. I've been satiated with your sacrifices, with the fats of your fat animals. You bring me these sacrifices that are Ola. Everything gets burnt. You think I want it? I'm full, God says. I don't want it. V'dam parim uchvasim ve'atudim lo chafatzti. And the blood of your cows, your sheep, your atudim, that's another type of animal. I'm not interested in all this. So the Jewish people thought, we could do what we want. We're bringing sacrifices. And God says, I'm not interested in these sacrifices. Ki tavo l'ra'ot panai. When you come to see my face, you come to my temple. Mi vikesh zot mi yetchem. Who asked you to do this? Remos chatzirai. And from my perspective, God says, it's as though you're trampling my yard. God told us to come 3 times a year to the temple. But God says, yeah, the way you're behaving outside the temple and the thoughts you're having inside the temple, I'm not interested in the sacrifices. For me, it's as though you're trampling my yard. Lo tosifu havi min chatshav. God says, do not continue, do not add to bring these offerings that are really lies. Because ktoret, the burning, the smoke, which ordinarily God says is l'reach nichoach, a good smell. Over here God says, to'eva hili, I find it disgusting. Chodesh v'shabbat kiro mikra, when you are supposed to gather in the beginning of a new month, on Shabbos, lo'uchal, I cannot take it, God says, aven, the evil that's in your heart, your hearts are with your idols, va'atzara, and at the same time, you're gathering, you're saying, let's gather before God. You're gathering before God, and you're thinking about your idols. God says, I can't handle these two together, so to speak. I mean, obviously, these are borrowed terms. It doesn't mean God can't handle. God saying, I can't, that's speaking in manly terms. God's talking to us as though He were human. Chodsheichem umuadeichem, your new months that you would celebrate by the temple, your holidays that you would come to the temple, sane'a nafshi, God says, I've hated them. Hayu alayla torach, for me, they have become a toil, they have become tedious. Nileti niso, God says, I can't handle it anymore. I've had too much to carry. Ufarischem kapechem, and when you spread your hands before me in prayer, a'alim einai mikem, I hide my eye from you. Gam ki tarbu tfila, even if you pray a lot, you pray excessively, einani shomea, I'm not listening, God says, yedechem damim aleu, for your hands have been filled with blood. And from here, our sages derived that any Kohen that spilled blood, even mistakenly, he was in a car accident, he cannot go up to the Duchen, he cannot spread his hands. God says, if you spread hands that have blood on them, I'm not listening. So a Kohen, even if by mistake, he didn't mean it, he was in a car accident, if he caused someone's death, he can't go up there to the Duchen to bless the Jewish people. And here God's saying, it's not enough to do the external, to bring a sacrifice. We all look for external solutions. People have a hard time finding a shiduch or a hard time with their job, with panasa. They go to someone and he tells them, oh, add a letter to your name. And they think that's going to resolve everything. God told us, be a better person, I'll help you more. Well, a person's supposed to stop, think about what he's doing, and better his ways. But that's more difficult. So people are always looking for the external. The Jewish people at this time were also doing things externally. They said, we'll serve God, we'll bring sacrifices, we'll bring fat animals, we'll bring all the offerings that God wants, so to speak. So God says, no, I don't want. I am not interested in this external service. It's all external. Internally, you're not with me. Rachatsu, cleanse yourself. Hizaku, purify yourself. Remove your evil deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Limdu heitev, teach yourself how to do good. Dirshu mishpat, seek out justice. Asheru chamotz, God says, what I want is help out a person that's been stolen. If someone's been robbed, help him out. Straighten things out. Shiftu yatom, do justice for the orphan. Rivu almana, fight for the widow. Don't let the people at the bottom rung of society be oppressed. Don't let people take advantage of them. Your job is to make things good. You officers, you leaders, you people of Israel, you don't have a right to ignore when things are going bad. And you yourselves can't say, well, I'm doing my part, I'm bringing my sacrifices, I'm going up for the temple at the holidays. That's not enough. God says, that I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in how you're behaving. God says, let's argue it out. Let's see who's done who wrong. And if you end up being guilty when we fight it out, and you end up being found to have sins that are red like red wool, kashele galbinu, if you repent, God says, we'll whiten them as snow. If they'll turn red like the red paint that comes from seeds that had worms in them, and they used to pound those seeds, and then the blood of the worms would make red dye that was called tola. So if your sins are found to be like tola, like that red dye, katzemel yiyu, I'll make them white as wool. Im tovu ushmatem, if you'll only be willing and listen, to va'aretz tochelu, you will eat all the good of the land. Yeah.
It's usually said that even if a non-religious kind of secular atheist does a mitzvah, does count.
It depends which mitzvah. A person who gives charity, okay, give charity, very good. A person who helps someone, very good. But if a person is robbing the poor, stealing the blind, and then taking some of that money and buying a sacrifice and saying, God, I brought a sacrifice, what do you want from me? God says, no, I'm not interested in that kind of sacrifice. That's what God's saying. You can't be going to the Temple Mount and saying, I'm doing what you want, and at the same time you're thinking about idol worship. That's not what God wants. What?
I understand that, but it's
God isn't saying if you do acts of kindness, I won't count them. God's saying the external isn't enough. You're saying, yeah, but he's doing something. God's saying that you can't count on that. What happened during this period that Yeshaya is talking to the Jewish people, the people kept thinking that God is like all the idols. When you serve idols, it's all external. They don't demand of you to love them, to behave in a certain way. They demand of you external service. If you read the books of the time, Homer, Iliad, Odyssey, you see that they kept thinking, the God is angry at me because I didn't sacrifice a large enough animal. The God is angry at me because I went out to sea and I didn't bring him a sacrifice before I went out to sea. They didn't think that maybe the God is angry at me because I was unfair in business. No, the whole pagan belief, the pagan culture revolved around external actions. You could be immoral, you could be unfair, you could do everything you want, but you have to appease the gods. And God's saying, you don't have to appease me. These external actions, that's not what's going to do it. You have to. The Torah tells us how to behave.
What's true in the card?